Now it's time for part two.
All right, let's do directing. Best achievement in directing. Nominees are Adam McKay for Vice, Alfonso Cuarón for Roma, Paweł Pawlikowski for Cold War, Spike Lee for Black Klansman, and Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favorite. For this one, I picked Alfonso Cuarón because the same way I went for Best Picture. I haven't seen it yet, but he won the Directors Guild of America award, and he's super talented. I didn't like Gravity, but I think only reason he doesn't win is if they give it to Spike Lee for like historic
first black director.
But I didn't pick him because I didn't think Black Klansman was that remarkable. But I've just heard like talk that it's like, oh, they might give it to him because I mean, Cuarón could also win cinematography best picture. So yeah, my pick's Alfonso though for a director.
Again, I had a choice of two, but this morning, just before this show, I went with Alfonso Cuarón for the same reason, Roma. I thought it was very well done. He directed it well. And I just have to go with him because I think he's going to be the one.
My number one pick for the year, I kind of got to stick with him now, and he's the bomb. And I love Gravity. Alfonso Cuarón for Roma.
I think this is one of those no contest ones. I think it's Alfonso Cuarón, and I mean we've all chosen him. I think that hands down he is the director. Of the 9 films or 8 films or whoever nominated, only 5 of them the director was nominated. And even then one of them too was Cold War was nominated for Best Picture. But I mean my second choice would be Lanthimos, but I think that he's a very good director, and I think it looks great. And to me, he's very much like a number of other European directors who've done great movies, period pieces. I didn't think it was like – what, sorry?
That was my second choice.
Mine too.
Yeah. I think that it's Cuarón's year. I mean, if they gave it to Spike Lee, it was for a reason, not necessarily because it was the best film. It would be for a social reason. And that would be – I don't know. Not that the Oscars aren't opposed to doing that. It would be very left field if they did.
That would be like giving Black Panther Best Picture. Might as well go to the supporting. I'll start with actor. Best performance by an actor in supporting role. If you were done talking, Kevin, sorry.
No, go for it.
Okay. Nominees are Adam Driver for Black Klansman, Mahershala Ali for Green Book, Richard E. Grant for Can You Ever Forgive Me, and Sam Elliott for A Star Is Born, and Sam Rockwell for Vice. I picked Mahershala Ali for this one just because this seems like the obvious one. I think you'll repeat from Moonlight, but I would really love if Richard E. Grant won because I haven't seen Green Book and I just love Grant's performance, but he probably won't.
Okay, this one was actually easy for me because I circled nobody else but Mahershala Ali for Green Book. I think he really did it well. He really did a good job, and I have to go with him.
Okay, I'm going to go through this a little more in depth. I mean, I find Adam Driver's fine in Black Klansman. Doesn't do anything for me. He's Adam Driver in every film. Sam Elliott, again, doesn't really do much to add to Star Is Born. I think anybody could have played that character. It would have made any difference. Sam Rockwell, I don't even know why he's in this category. It should be Hugh Grant for Paddington.
Yeah.
I think he did a lot more.
But really should, honestly.
He wasn't nominated.
He should be. Richard E. Grant probably may steal this award if anybody. If Marshall Ali, who is my pick, does not win, I would take Richard E. Grant. But I think Mahershala Ali is in the film too much for people not to vote for him. Mm-hmm. Richard E. Grant just has a few select scenes, and he's excellent in them.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought Mahershala Ali did just a perfect job.
I agree.
The man's a chameleon, and I think he's been very wise in the selection of his roles, and he has won this category before, if I remember. Right? He won it for Moonlight?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to win it again because he's just that good. He's,
I agree.
That film is on the radar because of him.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's his performance, the uniqueness of it. I mean, it's a great story about a black guy and a white guy that become friends on the road and all that stuff and break barriers and all that stuff. One's gay, one's not. You know, like, I think that's great. I think those are good messages. But I think that his character is so eccentric and unique and interesting that that's what keeps you interested in the film. Because you don't know what he's going to do. You don't know what choices he's going to make. You know he's got strong convictions. Like the bit with the rock at the you know, put that back. You know, I'm not having you steal anything. He's like, but I didn't steal anything. You did. You know, you can go home. You know, like just putting it all on the line because he has very strong beliefs, very strong convictions. That sometimes go against what you would consider to be a common perception of things. But I do think that Richard E. Grant would be my second choice if I were going to select someone. I think that he's definitely overdue for recognition as a great actor. I mean, this is probably his best, his meatiest role since With Neil and I. On screen. I mean, he's done good things, but he's mostly just like a kind of a supporting actor, like the English evil guy in things like Spice Girls, the movie, and other things. You know, like he's just sort of around. But I think this is a good chance for him to do something interesting. I'm curious to see what he's going to be doing in Star Wars, because he's in that.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's in Episode 9.
Okay.
But not that that matters here. But yeah, so I'd go with Ali, and I think that's going to be his... I can't see them selecting someone else. I can't see Sam Elliott getting the surprise. I would rather see Sam Elliott nominated for The Man Who Killed Hitler and Hunted Bigfoot. Yeah.
Right. Man, so I'd like to rewatch The Star Is Born on the subtitles because I couldn't understand a word Elliott was saying.
Nobody can.
All right. So what's our next one?
Oh, also, I'm surprised Richard E. Grant didn't win for Hudson Hawk that one year.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah.
He sure got nominated.
Yeah, best performance by an actress in a supporting role. The nominees are Amy Adams for Vice, Emma Stone for The Favorite, Rachel Wise for The Favorite, Marina de Tavira for Roma, and Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk. Every pundit is saying Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk, so that's who I went with. I haven't watched it yet, but yeah.
I had another problem with this one too, but I went with... Finally, the Marina from Roma. I wanted to pick Regina and I wanted to pick Emma, but Emma's won before and she didn't really stand out. I thought Marina stood out myself, but I could be wrong. But I'm sticking with Marina from Roma.
I will agree with Bob on one thing. I thought Amy Adams did not stand out in Vice in any way. I thought Marina in Roma was solid, but nothing again outstanding. Emma Stone, The Favorite, Rachel Weisz are a wash for me. They're almost the same character at times. Like, neither of them really stand out. So my pick is Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk.
I'm also going to choose Regina King because everybody tells me that's the lead-on favorite.
Yeah.
I think that Emma and Rachel would probably be my first choice of the two, but yes. I do believe they're going to divide the vote between them.
Yeah, they cancel each other out.
If they get votes.
But there is a push for Rachel, but I think Regina is the easy one.
I agree.
Fair enough. How do they do it at the Academy? Do they do actress before
actor? Let's do actor, actress, film.
Okay. Best performance by an actor in a leading role. The nominees are Bradley Cooper, A Star Is Born, Christian Bale for Vice, Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody, Viggo Mortensen for Green Book, and Willem Dafoe for... Eternity's Gate. I mean, Rami Malek has won everything, so I'm just going with him for Bohemian Rhapsody because I've heard that he's just the only good thing about that movie, except for the Live Aid scene. But yeah, I just went with Rami.
Oh gosh. Okay, again, choice of two I had. I wanted to go with Rami. I'm picking Viggo for Green Book. I ended up with the two, and I finally ended up with Vigo.
Me and Bob, one Saturday on the way to the gym, got into full discussion about this exact topic. We were like, we shouldn't be discussing this. I'm like, well, I guess we shouldn't be, but we did. And Bob had me convinced for the longest time to take Vigo. And I thought of him, like, no, that's not going to be my pick. And before I say I'm taking Romy Malik, why the hell is William Defoe on this for an attorney's gate?
He's a leading favorite.
I saw the film.
Wait.
There's no need for that.
No. I think it's because it's Willem Dafoe and he's done a lot of good films.
And this is not one of them.
They just wanted to stop Ethan Hawke? Like, all right.
Yeah, exactly. I think Ethan Hawke should be here for First Reformed.
Yeah.
Over this, because I saw both films and I would have put Ethan Hawke in.
So you're telling me you're going with Rami? Is that what you're
saying? I'm going with Rami Malek. Same thing I told you on the Saturday. I've thought about it, I've not budged. I'm taking Rami Malek.
You don't even let me say one single thing about a movie before. Wait for the podcast, Dan. And you have a full conversation.
Oh, man, it just sort of started. I'm being honest.
I'm done.
He always tells me, no, we're not discussing this. And I just go ahead anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Feels bad.
We had a full-on half-an-hour discussion about best actor. Oh, male actor. It was no joke.
All right, I'll try to make this quick. Vigo, Goomba with a Heart of Gold, not a great performance. It's good, but it's not a great performance.
I agree.
Willem Dafoe, I haven't seen it, so I can't judge it. I know that people believe he does a great job as, what's his name, with the ear cut off.
Van Gogh.
The painter, yeah. Van Gogh. Bradley Cooper, best peeing on stage? No, sorry. There are a lot of good things about Bradley Cooper in that movie. The fact that he directed and starred and wrote and did all the stuff. But I didn't like his character at all. I didn't care for him in any way. And I don't think it's a great performance. I actually thought he was snubbed. As someone said that I didn't think he was actually on this list, but there he is. Christian Bale, he inhabits Dick Cheney. He becomes him. My problem is that Dick Cheney isn't that interesting. So yes, we have him, and there he is. But I still don't like him. I still don't care about him. I can respect the political side of things and what was going on and how bad it was in the long run for precedence, but I don't care. Rami Malek transforms into Freddie Mercury. Now, maybe another actor might have done a different Freddie Mercury and done just as well. Maybe if Sacha Baron Cohen had done his version, we might be talking about it. But I do think that Rami Malek inhabits the spirit of Freddie Mercury, and when he's on screen, he's Freddie Mercury. He's not Rami Malek. I've seen Rami, and he's a thoughtful, insightful actor, a young actor with a lot of heart. That guy wasn't on screen. It was Freddie Mercury who was on screen. So he's my choice.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think because Bradley got snubbed in the director category.
Okay. Deservedly so. Maybe.
Sorry, sir?
Deservedly so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I still would have put him over Powell for Cold War. Anyway.
Powell and the Cold War should be replaced by the Paddington 2 director.
Oh, my God. Okay, best performance by an actress in a
Russo role. Brothers. Russo
yes,
Brothers.
Exactly.
Man. No. They had to navigate 40 different actors.
Or Ryan Coogler Black Panther.
Ryan Coogler, yes.
Like, there's two better options right there than the Cold War nonsense.
Even Peter Farrelly? Yeah. Anyway, this goes on. So, best performance by an actress in a leading role. Nominees are Glenn Close for The Wife, Lady Gaga for A Star is Born, Melissa McCarthy for Can You Ever Forgive Me, Olivia Colman for The Favorite, and Yalitza Aparicio for Roma. I really, really wanted to go with Lady Gaga because I really loved her performance in A Star is Born, but I love Glenn Close, and she hasn't won, so yeah, she's my pick. Don't groan, Simon. Lady Gaga was great, but it's Glenn Close who's winning. Yeah, she was.
Bob?
Oh, I'm having a problem with this one. I wanted to go with Glenn Close because I've seen ads that she's talking about the role, and I've seen a clip, and I'm going, you're pretty good. But I circled two of them, and one of them was Olivia Colman, the other one was Yalitza, whatever, from Roma. Oh, gosh. I'm going with Yalitza from Roma. I thought she did well, and it's, yeah, Roma's going to, like, have a fight for most awards in this one, I think.
Are you not? Okay. I didn't take a Yitzhak, then she didn't do anything for me. Like, mm-hmm. Nothing. Gaga, again, she's a singer. She's doing what she does.
But actors play actors, and actresses play actresses all the time.
Right. She didn't do anything for me. Anyway, Melissa McCarthy would be my second choice in this. I see. Here's my problem. I thought Olivia Colman was amazing. Best part of the favorite. Mm-hmm. She was my number one front runner in this category until I watched Glenn Close last week, and The Wife blew mm-hmm. me away.
Yeah.
So I went with Glenn Close for The Wife because she blew me away. Much more than Olivia Colman. That's Olivia Colman just looked like she was having fun. And I love Melissa McCarthy. I think this is the strong, hardest category to pick. Chrysler Coleman didn't get a nomination here. Or Sally Hawkins for Paddington 2.
Stop.
Not a chance.
I'm going to go with Glenn Close as well. I think it's her time. I think it's a strong performance, and I think she's not won. So I think this is the year for her to recognize that. No problem with Lady Gaga if she were to get it, although I don't think – to me, Lady Gaga, I have no idea who she was based on her musical career, and I actually now see her as a human being, as a person, based on this movie, because she's stripped down. She's basically playing a person coming to stardom as opposed to the manufactured Lady Gaga image conscious – every costume is picked out. Every look is hand tailored. And obviously, Melissa McCarthy, not my favorite actress in most films, can occasionally surprise me by doing something like this. Or what was the other one with the Saint with Bill Murray, where she played the mother?
Saint Vincent.
Saint Vincent. Yeah. Every so often she'll pull out a Saint Vincent or a spy. Or something like that, which is an entertaining film and a strong performance, but majority of her films are screaming loud Roseanne-type roles, which I don't really care for. And Olivia Colman was high on my list as well, but I just think that Glenn Close is the lead-on favorite for this one. So,
yeah. And for Lady Gaga, I think why I love her performance so much is because – like, I didn't like her music, and I didn't really like her that much before the movie. But then I saw it, and I was like, okay, it made me a fan. What if it's a tie? Like it was at the SAG, I think? Tie would be interesting.
They won't tie it. I don't think they'll let them do it.
First time in, like, 50 years that would happen.
Right.
So, Best Picture. Nominees for Best Motion Picture of the Year are Star Is Born, Black Klansman, Black Panther, Bohemian Rhapsody, Green Book, Roma, The Favorite, and Paddington. So usually, too. I go with the shut up. Usually, the ones I go with are like the one that sweeps the big awards. But this time, Black Panther got the Screen Actors Award. Alfonso Cuarón for Roma got the Directors Guild, and what was the other one? Green Book for producers. But I went with Roma. I think Roma has the best chance of winning it, and that's why I went with it.
Okay. I had a problem again with two, but seeing it, and I just realized that because Roma is nominated for Best Foreign Film, you're already being nominated for Best Foreign Film, so Best Picture for me would be Green Book. Because, like, out of the two of them, you're already winning for one, so go with the other one. I'm taking Green Book.
My number one pick of the year was Roma. There's no other choice for me but Roma. Or Paddington 2, but it's not on the list, so I had to take Roma.
I'm going to agree with Bob, strangely enough.
Wow!
I think that Roma Roma is a brilliant, gorgeous film that debuted on Netflix. Is foreign language. I think it's being recognized in all sorts of different ways. Cinematography, I think it'll be nominated. It'll win for director, foreign film. I think that the Oscars, the Academy Awards, may not be so eager to hand over the top prize to a foreign language film.
And a Netflix film.
The artist won, though. There's my argument.
The artist. Well, it was a love story to Hollywood films. More than anything else.
Yeah, it wasn't a great film.
You know, even though it was French and whatever else, I think it was a shitty year.
Yeah, it was a terrible year.
I wouldn't even say that this was the best year either, to be honest.
I don't think it's a good year either.
But like Black Panther, no, it's not going to win. It's a superhero movie, although a lot of people seem to be pulling for it. I don't even think it's the best superhero movie of the year. It was just a good movie. Black Klansman, I still haven't seen, so I don't have any concept of whether it's good or bad.
It's okay.
The favorite The favorite would be choice. Favorite is one I really enjoyed, and I would pick it. But I don't think it has that feel-good feel that Green Book has. Green Book has that positive message of racial harmony and a great-looking cast and strong performances. And I think that that's going to hit with a stronger demographic than a foreign film. That looks beautiful and is in black and white. Bohemian Rhapsody, no, I mean, it's okay. It's a good film. I enjoy it, but it's not best picture. Star is Born, blah, trite. I know you guys like it, but I watched it the other day and it was okay. The music's good, but I, you know, whatever. Just kill yourself.
Hmm.
You know?
Oh my God.
You know, like. That I didn't love it. And then I had the same problem with Vice. Vice was okay and kind of interesting, but I'd already know the story and I don't care. And I wasn't riveted. And, you know, to me, that's, it's no, what was the one he did before? It was The Big Short. That was a great film.
I liked The Big Short a lot more.
I thought that was boring. It was good, though. But.
Oh, I thought that was fascinating. But this, and it was a great way to relate facts to people. But this, I think it was just, you know, evil people doing bad things. Not that interesting. So I'm going with Green Book because it's the feel-good English language movie of the year with a strong cast. And
it just seems like Driving Miss Daisy 2.0, so that's why I went with Roma. But that was my second choice. But yeah, I mean, I think it was a good year for movies, just not – I don't think the movies they picked to represent Best Picture were, like, the best.
We did our best movies of the year list, and, I mean, as you know, my choices are not reflected in the Oscars ever. I mean, I love Mission Impossible, and I loved Avengers. I'm happy to see Spider-Man on here, and I think it's going to win. But, yeah, I mean, that's the reason I don't go to movies to see Vice. I watch them on Netflix later, or I watch them on home video. And it's fascinating, but it's not – to me, that's not why I love movies.
Fair enough.
So, no host.
No host, yay.
No host.
I think Bob should have hosted.
I'd watch it.
Oh, how about the cast of Paddington 2? They were fun.
Why is Queen performing at the Oscars?
Well, because Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, but it's not nominated for song.
Because they didn't do any original ones, though. Fair enough. See what you mean.
I mean, I guess we're going to say, and now we're going to talk about Bohemian Rhapsody and have the band perform. I mean, it just to me, that's like, okay. Trot them out and compare them to how the actors look like them on screen. I mean, I mean, Freddie's dead, so.
Weird how they're going to only let, like, two people perform, like Lady Gaga and then just all the stars, and then they're like, oh, let's do them all, but also Queen.
Did you see my Facebook prediction of the sequel for Queen for Bohemian Rhapsody?
I did not.
Since it made so much money, I think they should do a murder mystery around Live at Wembley. And they'll have some storyline where Freddie's being treated for AIDS and they're doing all the stuff and the band's got to put this concert together and someone on the crew is murdered And so Freddie has to figure out who it is before they go on stage for Live at Wembley. And then they finish it off with a half an hour recreation of Live at Wembley scenes.
Perfect.
Of their biggest songs.
I'm in.
I'd watch it.
I think it would sell millions of dollars. I think it would be a great – it would be bigger than the first one.
Oh, I think so, write too.
Write it, Kevin.
Yeah. It's not going to be as big as Conan joining the Avengers, though.
Call this We Will Rock Wembley. Wembley.
So, all right, well.
That's it. We're out of here.
So nice to know our show run long like the Oscars themselves.
Oh yeah, I know it's gonna be two parts. Thanks, guys. You want me to do more work tomorrow?
I was trying to speed my parts up.
It's fine. I'll make it two parts. It's all good.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, well, okay. They made them. We watched them.
And we reviewed them.
Picked them.
And we predicted them.
And so I hope you guys have picked your movies to figure out who's what everyone's gonna watch. For their punishment movie, but
I have my movie picked. Don't worry,
I have mine picked. This mine is a punishment movie.
I think it's not going to be as easy as normally. Simon sweeps this.
Nope, Dan beat me last year.
Yeah, I think it's a tough year.
Did I win last year? Or did I just beat you?
I won the summer movie. You won this by two.
I finished second to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not feeling as good about this year.
Neither am I. Okay, let's get out of here.
I don't have to pick anything because I'm not going to win.
Well, you never know.
Booyah.
Booyah, Rob.
Okay. I'm Simon.
Kevin.
I'm Daniel.
And we're out of here. Goodbye.
Bye.
God, you guys are killing me tonight.